Do you present yourself as the happy wife to everybody else?
Most people, yeah.
Oh, so not to everybody.
Oh, I have a close friend that knows better.
Well, actually, there's about 1,100 Aussies here. Yes, 1,100. Too. The word's going to spread. There's a network here like you can't believe.
But generally, yes, I do pretend otherwise.
So you pretend that you're happy?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I see. Could you do that for me right now? Show me the pretend I'm happy thing. I'm not depressed, I'm happy. I'm actually happy. Don't be looking for an Academy Award, okay? Do you really think people buy this shit? Well, okay, so everybody knows you're unhappy already, then, don't they? Mm-hmm. Not just your friends, other people know too, don't they? Even if they don't say anything, can you see it in their eyes that they know you're unhappy? Okay, so why are you acting like something you're not when everybody knows the truth?
Karen has been coping with her unhappiness by pretending to others that she is not unhappy, thinking that they would therefore think well of her. This way of coping is not helpful. Robbins makes this clear by reversing her logic, stating that people think poorly about her because she's pretending to be happy instead of doing something to resolve her situation.
What does your husband think about your state? You guys talk about this at all?
We never talk about anything.
Does he know you're depressed?
Yes.
Yes. Do you tell him that you're depressed?
I didn't tell him that. One of your people told him that.
One of my people? I have people now?
Yeah.
Does he know you're suicidal?
Yes, they told him.
You kind of smiled at that moment. You just did it again. Isn't that interesting?
Robbins has identified an incongruity between Karen's verbal and nonverbal communication. As she talks about her husband's worry about her suicide attempt, which is evidently sad, she smiles. This could be a sign that her suicidal behavior has been a source of power over her husband.
Like, if nothing else, I'll kill myself, then I'll get his attention. Of course, you really aren't suicidal, because if you're suicidal, you've already killed yourself, because it's not a complex task.
But that's what scares me, because I have tried.
Oh, come on.
No, I
didn't. Tried? How hard is it to kill yourself? Don't tell me you're that stupid.
No, I did take them.
You did take what?
The pills.
How many?
About 3 bottles.
And what happened?
While I was unconscious, I got up, and I was thrashing all over the house, and somebody heard me.
Shit. I wonder why, even if you had 3 bottles of pills, you would get up and thrash around.
I don't know. I don't remember it at all.
I know. Is it possible there's a deeper part of you that knows the truth that you need to stay alive and that that's not your real intent, and so it found a way to overpower 3 bottles of pills and still make sure you got help? So clearly, it's not that you tried. Clearly, there's no desire in you to commit suicide. There is a deep desire to get some attention. Isn't there?
Yeah.
You're settling for attention because you don't feel the love.
Yeah.
So why didn't your husband come here?
Oh, we couldn't afford for his butt to come.
Okay. So he sent you?
Yeah.
Hoping you'd get fixed?
Yeah.
What if I fix you and you leave him?
Well, I've told him that might happen.
So if suicide doesn't get him, threatening to leave him might. Boy, we got all kinds of weapons, don't we? Oh, look at that big smile. Yeah. For somebody who's not very gutsy, we got some pretty good-sized knives.
Yeah.
Karen stood up like someone who had no options and therefore had to kill herself. Now she acknowledges her sources of power and the option of leaving her husband. However, she is still reluctant to make a decision. It is possible that she is afraid of the consequences for her husband. Robbins will ask about that now.
So what did he say when you said he might get fixed and leave him?
He's upset. He doesn't know what to do.
Let's get him on the phone. Do you want him to come down here? Do you want him on the phone?
Yeah, that's fine. I want to sort it out with him. I need to sort this out.
If you'd already sorted all this out with him, what would you be doing? Staying or leaving? Tell me the truth. If you'd gone through and you sorted all this out, and we had all this discussion, it was all done, what would you be doing? Would you be staying or leaving, honestly?
I still don't know whether to leave him or not.
So you know that you would be willing to try to commit suicide but not leave him?
Robin suspects that Karen really wants to leave her husband. He asks her to make a guess about what she will decide at the end of the conversation, but she is unable to guess. Robin alleviates